Scaled Back commemorations are happening Wednesday to mark the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. Few veterans of that war are still alive, and even fewer still are walking and driving about. One of those rare people lives in Portland. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tells us about his pandemic feat inspired by a 100-year-old Army veteran from across the ocean.
This starts with an old chap in Britain, Captain Tom Moore. This World War II Army veteran achieved worldwide renown earlier this year with a charity walk to raise money for British healthcare workers on the front lines of the pandemic.
Approaching his 100th birthday, 100 laps of his garden during lockdown.
The BBC was there as Captain Tom completed the 100th lap pushing his walker and wearing a blazer pinned with medals. Along the way, Moore's challenge went viral and raised an astonishing amount of money, $40 million.
Inches to go, and there he is. Congratulations. Well done. Absolutely amazing, amazing achievement.
The story of Captain Tom reached Bud Lewis of Portland through a chain of friends and family. They're virtually the same age. Lewis also served in World War II. The U.S. Army veteran was convinced by his circle to copy his British counterpart.
I am pleased beyond words to be able to do this and at the same time stay in shape.
The challenge Lewis set was to raise $100,000 by doing 100 laps before his 100th birthday. Donors who sponsored laps benefited an emergency food and clothing relief charity, the Sunshine Division in Portland.
And I said, you know, by God, I need the exercise for one thing. And Sunshine Division is dear to my heart.
Lewis does his laps not in an English garden, but on the regulation 400-meter track in Portland's Dunaway Park. He nearly always has company at the track, from family or old friends or new friends he made there. Bud's Battalion, they call themselves.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Lewis exceeded his 100-lap goal well before his 100th birthday on August 8th. Then he kept on going. Lewis also exceeded his $100,000 fundraising goal. That's ongoing now as well.
So it's really been a lovely journey, Tom. It spread beyond what I thought it would be.
Lewis still circles the track a couple times on a couple days each week, alternately striding ahead, leaning over his walker, or propelling himself with his feet while seated backwards facing on the walker.
I'm going to get up and walk. I got to finish strong.
And he still attracts a crowd of admirers, including Mark Holman, a friend from the Multnomah Athletic Club.
I mean, he's quite inspirational during COVID-19 period, kind of what happened with George Floyd dying and stuff. And he was like a beacon of hope, if you will. For me, he was. And that would come out and inspire me to join him.
Bud Lewis has now walked much farther than his British inspiration did. Lewis logged 265 laps through the end of August, the equivalent of more than 70 miles. Meanwhile, England's Captain Tom Moore was knighted by Queen Elizabeth. It'd be nice to keep up the parallels, says Bud Lewis's daughter, Diane.
We've got to talk to somebody about that, although I'm not sure in the United States we make knights, but we could do an exception for my dad.
Until then, the family takes satisfaction from how the charity walk put food on the table of struggling families. The director of the Sunshine Division describes an extraordinary increase in demand for food boxes due to unemployment and the COVID pandemic. The local charity says this feat was the biggest fundraiser by an individual in its history. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.